祈ってメッセージを始めましょう。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
イエス様、どうぞ今日私たちを本当に御言葉を通して語ってください。
Please, Lord, speak to us through your word today.
どうぞこのクリスマスがいつもの毎年のクリスマスのようではなく、本当にあなたが私たちに語りたいこと、教えたいことを受け取るクリスマスでありますように。
Lord, let this be a Christmas that's not just like every other year, but let it be a Christmas that you really truly speak to us in a new way.
あなたが今日語ってくださると信じます。
We believe that you wanted to speak to us today.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. はい。もうすぐクリスマスやねんけども、クリスマスが近づくと独身の時にやっとけばよかったって思うことが一個だけあんねん僕。
As we get into the Christmas season, I always have a feeling about something that I wish I had done when I was single.
でね、いや別になんか後悔してるとかそんなんじゃないん
で。It's not like a huge regret or anything like that.
できたらやっときたかったな、できへんかったな、残念って、まあね、もう一回独身に帰れたらもう一回やりたいなみたいな感じの。
It's more of like, you know, oh, if I wasYou know, able to go back to when I was single. I really wish I could have done this. It would have been really nice to have the opportunity to have done this.
で僕は20代の前半で結婚したので、独身時代がすごい短かったんです。
And so, you know, since I got married in my late 20s, actually my singles days were fairly short.
で、僕若く結婚すること大賛成やで、僕。
You know, of course, I'm all for, you know, getting married young. That's not a problem.
独身の時に一個だけやっときたかったことがあるね。
But there's one thing, you know, I really wish I'd done when I was single.
それはね、クリスマスイブの日に巫女さんとどこかで待ち合わせしてデートしたい。
You know, and it was that I wanted to have that special date with Miko, you know, the Christmas season, and, you know, meet, you know, on a date.
ちょっとこれを語るにはちょっと BGM がいるわ。
You know, and in order to tell you this story, I need some
ノブ君なんか出してくれる？
Okay, we need some background music.
出るんかな？ BGM
what,
あのね
what
こういう感じや。あのね、もうまあ、ニノワさんが20代の時はもうめっちゃ可愛かった。
You know,
今も可愛いねんけど。
Miko, when she was in her 20s, she was so gorgeous. She was so cute.
そう、だから僕がやりたかったのはクリスマスイブの夜に梅田のビッグマンのところで待ち合わせて、ほんま7時やねんけど僕が7時10分に行ってごめん待ったみたいな、そういうのをやってみたかった。
And so I had the whole thing planned out, you know, I was going to go and meet her in Umeda in front of the big TV screen there, big man, and I was set it up for 7 o'clock and then I was of course going to show up 10 minutes late and I was going to get up there and, oh sorry I'm late,
そう、
you know,
でメリークリスマスでプレゼント
を、oh, here's your present, you know,
でハイコールでわーありがとうわー素敵みたいな形になるわけね。
Oh, for me, you know, you shouldn't have.
でこれ高かったんちゃうの？
大丈夫、大丈夫、大丈夫。It's supposed to be so expensive.
で、いや、私もはい、あなたにって言って、ありがとう。
But actually, for me, I got something here for you too.
ほんで、ありがとう。今日はレストラン予約してるから、一緒に行きましょう。
You know, it's Christmas Eve. Thank you for making a reservation.
ほんで、やっぱり雨は夜更けすぎに雪に変わらなあかんねんな。
You know, and it's just going to turn from rain into snow.
ホワイトクリスマスみたいになってくれ
る。A little bit white Christmas.
それをやってみたかったんやけど。
That's what I really want.
僕はクリスマス、ミコさんと独身時代クリスマスを過ごしたのは一回しかない。
You know, and I was not able to do this even one time with Miko.
そしてその一回は12月24日の夜は僕は教会でワーシップを利用して金曜日この夜歌ってたわけ。
And you know, well, actually, the closest I got was one night on a Christmas Eve. I was singing worship and we were singing Christmas songs.
終わったらモッコスラーメン行ってラーメン食って。
And then like, hey, Miko, let's go grab some ramen after you know worship night and let's go with the mocos and had some ramen.
ほんまにそのクリスマスイブのデートをやってみたいなと思う。
You know, and so I've always had
that. 雨は夜更けすぎにってええやんかこれ。
You know, it's last Christmas. Oh no.
いや、それはあかんやつ。
Sorry.
それはあかんやつ。いや、でもな、こういうふうに僕が言うと、頭の固いクリスチャンのおじさんなんかは、いや、文先生、それはね、あかんよって、商業主義でコマーシャリズムやでって、すごい怒らはんねんな。
You know, but there are some very tight, minded, Christians that may actually.Get very upset, you know, if I started talking about how I wanted to enjoy a part of the commercialized Christmas season, and they would say that's a big no-no.
Christmas is not about romance between a man and a woman.
You know, Christmas is not about romance between a man and a woman.
And
I will tell you about what the real Christmas is about.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, settle down. I'm not trying to push the commercial side.
なぜ僕がその男と女のロマンチックなクリスマスにそんだけ僕抵抗がないかあかんと思えへんかというそれに一つ理由があるんです。
But、to be honest, there's something that I have a reason for why I don't have that really resistance against the romantic part of Christmas, you know, between a man and a woman.
僕はそれは良いことだと思ってます。
And I think it's a good thing.
それなぜかというと神様は私たちを世界でも最もロマンチックな愛で愛してくれてるからです。
And that is that God loved us so much, and it was almost like a romance He wanted to have with us, and that's what we want to remember.
実を言うと、創世記の一番最初から黙示録の一番最後まで、神が私たちを父がこう愛するように愛してるという以上に、男が女を愛するように神様は私たちを愛してるという表現の方が10倍くらい多いねんね。
So in the book that God wrote with us in mind from Genesis to Revelation, it was not only a story of love of a father to his children, but even more so, a love that could be compared to that of a husband who loved his wife.
だからクリスマス、私たちの神様が持っている私たちに対する愛っていうのはどんなロマンチックなクリスマスソングよりもロマンチックなんです。
And so Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas and the story that is in it, how much more romantic is it, as God is trying to welcome us?
だから私たちはクリスマスソング、ポップソングを、クリスマスポップソングを聞くときに、いやいや、私たちの神様の方がもっとロマンチックに私たちを愛してくれてるんですよということを思い出さないと。
So when we hear those romantic Christmas songs, we can say, no, 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 that's not even close to the way our God loves us.
せやけど最近立派なもんでさ、クリスマス何って言うて、その辺の人に聞いても、やっぱインターネットのおかげやろな。最近、みんなイエスキリストの誕生日言う
ね。Yeah, and it's amazing, but over the years, you know, I said it in past, how, you know, nobody knew about what the real meaning of Christmas being Jesus' birthday and everything, and I think the internet and everything, the way that things have been progressing, it's pretty much fairly well known now that Jesus' birthday, right? It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
残念なお知らせがあります。
But there's something actually now that they all know it's Jesus' birthday that we're celebrating, we need to tell them some bad news. 研
究が進んでいるうちに分かってきたのは、多分12月25日がいつも誕生日じゃないでしょうというのが分かりました。
Actually, to be completely technically honest, Christmas is not Jesus' birthday.
あれ、なんで12月25日をクリスチャンがイエス様のバースデーにしたかって、まあそれにはいろいろ理由があるんで、またチャンスがあったら話するけど。
You know, and of course, there's a really good reason why Christians decided to celebrate it on the 25th of December, but in all actuality, it was probably in the fall.
まあ、多分イエス様が生まれたのは秋頃とちゃうかと言われて、
yeah, sometime in the fall, probably actually when he was born.
でもその365日のうち1日をイエス様の誕生日としてこう設定するのは僕は良いことだと思うね。
But you know, to celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday, to pick a day and to do it on that day and make it a celebration, I think that's a wonderful thing.
イエス様が生まれた、はい、パチパチパチ、ハッピーバースデーという意味ではありません。
And it's not just to say like, hey, happy birthday, Jesus, and then sing the happy birthday song to him.
そうではなくて、神様が何らかの目的のためにご自身が人となってこの地上に来られてそれを実行し始められたという日だからです。
But we can call it the starting point. We can call it the coming of God to this earth to come down in the celebration of something exciting that He started.
もっと言うならば、神様が考えておられた救いの日の実行プランが実行し始められた日なんです。
This would have been the redemption plan put into action. This was the day that it was. Yeah, we gotta go, Houston.
でもどうしてほんまや、どうして神様は私たちのところに私たちのようになって人間なのでこの地上に降りてこなければいけなかったんでしょうか。
Why? Why did God have to go through all the trouble of getting a physical human body and coming down to this earth to save us?
Okay, ちょっとこのことを考えてみましょう。
And we're going to have to kind of go back a bit, think about it.
皆さんは愛する人を失ったことがありますか？
Have you ever lost someone you've loved?
例えば小学生の時仲良かった友達がお父さんの仕事の都合でどこかに行ってしまってもう会えなくなったっていう気持ちになったことがあるかもしれません。
Perhaps it was when you elementary school, one of your childhood friends and the dad got a job in another place and they had to move away and you lost your best buddy.
もしくはその誰かお友達と喧嘩してもう会わなくなってしまって友達を失った愛する友達を失ってしまったという経験があるかもしれません。
Perhaps it was someone that you were good friends with but somehow you got into a big fight and you never could settle it after that and you just grew apart.
もしくは自分のパートナー自分の結婚相手と死別してしまった人がいるかもしれません。
Perhaps it was was a partner and you know, someone you were with and you were living together, you're married maybe, and then something happened and suddenly you are not together anymore.
そしてここにもいると思うけれども、離婚という形で以前愛した人を失ってしまった人がいるかもしれない。
Or it could even have been, you know, it came to divorce, someone that you loved, you were together and somehow it fell apart.
またもっと辛いのは、自分が産んで育てた子供を病気で失ってしまったというパパママがいるかもしれません。
You know, I mean, it could be as bad as having a wonderful child and to lose them to some sort of an illness or sickness.
もしそういう経験がある人は考えてください。あの時ほんまどういう気持ちだったの？
And you know, to think back on that, how painful it was to just to you know remember that kind of situation.
愛する人を失う気持ちって覚えてる？
You know what it feels like to lose someone you love.
Okay, 神様は私たちを失ったんです。
God lost all of us.
そして私たちも神様との愛の関係を失いました。なぜならば私たちが拒絶したからです。
And we lost our relationship with God because we actually refused him.
そしてここにいる私たちは知ってか知らずか、インテンショナルかアンインテンショナルか、それが別にして神から遠く離れたものでした。もしくは今もそうかもしれない。
And so, for us being here on earth, it was very easy for us to live a life that was completely separated from God, whether we knew it or not.
そして私たちは創造主である神様とのコンタクトを失い、そして生きる意味を失ってしまったんです。
So we lost contact with our Creator. We lost a reason for living. We didn't know why we were even here.
そして何とかその虚しさを埋めるためにいろんなこと皆さんトライしたことがあると思うんです。
And to try to fulfill that gap in our lives, the hole in our hearts, we wanted to try to fill it up with different things, and we tried everything.
ちゃんとしたママと思われたいから一生懸命 PTA 頑張ってみたり、家事を頑張ってみたりしたことがあるかもしれません。
You know, I want to be a good mother, so I'm going to go and do my best. I'm going to join the PTA. I'm going to be very active.
必死にお金を追い求めたり、プレジャーを快楽を求めたことがあるかもしれません。
Trying to get as much money as possible, thinking that's going to be the source of your happiness. Trying to, you know, find different things to make yourself pleasurable.
あのこと愛してるよって言ってくれる男性や女性を求めて必死になってそういう人を探してたかもしれません。
Looking for the perfect, you know, person to take care of, to love you the way that you want to be loved, to feel like you are completed by having this other person.
心の中の穴みたいなものを埋めようと思って必死に仕事キャリアアップ、仕事キャリアアップ、お給料もらってそして社会で認められてっていうのに必死になってその階段を登っていたかもしれません。
For the hole in your heart, the place that feels empty, you try to fill that up by maybe chasing after something, maybe it'd be the career, looking for that success to try to get to the certain level of success in the job field that you're in, that you will feel like you've got something that is making you feel fulfilled.
そしてそれをどうしたらいいか、それでもどうしたらいいか分からへんから最終的にはスマホで自分を撮ってこうやってインターネットに載せて一つでも多くいいねが欲しいって、そうすることによって心の隙間が埋まるんとちゃうやろかって。
You know, it may come down to there was nothing else that was working, so you just go ahead and try to take a selfie, look really cool, and put it on Facebook to get a few more ines and likes, see if people will make sure that give you some recognition so you feel like you're worth something.
で、僕が今言ったことの3つか4つは皆さんやったことがあると思うね。
And maybe you could make a checklist and some of those would be checked off.
そして私たちは一人として僕これやったから本当に人生が充実したんですという人、一人もおったことないねんな。
And I'm pretty sure that if you checked off any of the things I just said on your list, none of those would have led to your complete fulfillment and feeling of happiness in life.
神様との関係が切れたことから出てきた心の穴のようなものは誰も埋めることができないんです。
There is no way that we can fill the gap that we have, the emptiness in our heart with our lack of a relationship with our Creator. There's nothing else that will fill it.
もし皆さんが十分に成熟した大人で自分を見つめることができるんだったら、
If you're grown up enough to take a really good, healthy look at yourself,
皆さんは自分の人生に虚しさの穴みたいなものがあった、もしくは今もあるということが分かるはずです。
You should be able to recognize there is that loneliness, there's that hole in your heart that if you hadn't filled it, with the Lord, or perhaps it's still a very big hole right now.
そしてその穴みたいなものがどれほど私たちを間違った決断と間違った行動に駆り立てるか皆さんよく知ってるでしょう。
And that dark hole has a gravity field like a black hole, and it can in effect all of the ways we think, the way that we make decisions in our lives, and it lead us in the wrong direction.
つまり神様との関係が消えていることが私たちを滅びに向かわせているんです。
So if we allow the cut, relationship to be cut and to not have that relationship with our Creator, it means that we are a tetherless person that we're floating away into the darkness of space. But God He loves us so much that He didn't want anyone to be lost.
だから神様はもう一度私たちをご自身との関係に招くために人となられたんです。
And so, in order to repair that relationship, He became man.
そして神様は人となられてベツレヘムという町で2000年前にお生まれになりました。
And He came down to this earth and He was born a man in Bethlehem.
そしてその方が全知全能の神であること、そして私たちを愛しておられることをこの聖書というのははっきりと私たちに語っています。
And it is prophesied that He would be coming hundreds and hundreds of times, and it was written very carefully in the Bible about His coming.
そしてそれだけではなく、神様ご自身が私たちが帰るべき家であると聖書は教えているんです。
And not only that, it says how He came with a message, and it has a message that you need to come home with me. I am preparing a place for you.
もしあなたが人生の中で迷っていたり迷子になっているんだったら、
if you've got confusion in your life, if you don't know where you're going, if you feel like you're lost,
覚えておいてください。あなたには帰るべき家があるんです。
But there's a home for you. There's a home that you need to return to.
Okay, 詩編の90編読んでみましょう。
We're going to go ahead into the book of Psalms.
みんなで声を合わせて読みましょう。せーの、主よ、あなたは世々に渡って私たちの住まいです。山々が生まれる前から、あなたが地と世界とを生み出す前から、まことに常しえから常しえまであなたは神です。 In English、
okay. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born,For you brought forth the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
神様は私たちの家ですとはっきり書いてあります。
It says very clearly here how God is our home.
そして家出をした子を迎えるお父さんのように私たちを迎えてくださるんです。
And God is, He is our home and He is a welcoming God looking to bring us back into His fold.
でも今日皆さんに出したいのは父とこの関係の話です。
But what we want to talk about today is not the relationship between us and the Father.
神様は家である方で、そして出て行った女をもう一度迎え入れて生活を始める夫のような神様だと僕は今日言いたいと思います。
We are going to take it from a different understanding. We want to take it to a different level where we understand how God is like our husband and how we the people are like a woman who has gone out unfaithfully from her husband.
夫を捨ててどこかよその男のところに行ったけれども、それでも帰っていらっしゃいっていうふうにもう一度妻を招く男性のような神様なんです。
God is a God who loves so much that He would see His darling wife go off to be with other men and still would try to welcome her and call her back home.
そして I love you と語りかけておられる。
And He would still say that He loves her.
そして神様はご自身との関係に私たちを招いておられるんです。
And God continues to try to call and invite us.
そしてそれこそがクリスマスのメッセージです。帰っておいで。
And this passion, that is the call back home that we're talking about today.
帰っておいで。
That is what we were talking about.
私があなたの家ですよ。
Come back to me. Come back to me and your home.
私はあなたを捨てないよ。
Please don't think I will ever give up on you.
皆さん、今年のクリスマス、もし皆さんが神様のもとに帰る必要があるんだったら、どうぞ帰ってください。
If you have a need to really feel like you're going back to God, this is a great time of year to do it.
いや、あなたがクリスチャンかどう、クリスチャンじゃないか、そんなもんどうでも、今の時点でどうでもいい。もしあなたが神様と遠い関係にあると自分で感じるんだったら、どうぞお家に招かれていることを、覚えておいてください。
I'm not trying to draw a line between Christians and non-Christians. I say this to all people. If you feel you have a distance between yourself and your Creator, Lord God, you need to go back to the Lord.
今皆さんが人生でどんな経験をしているとしても、
No matter what kind of experiences you've had in this life,
どんな恥と罪の中に生きているとしても、
No matter what kind of embarrassment or terrible things you've gone through,
皆さんはありのままで神のもとに帰って良いのです。
You can go home to the Lord just the way you are.
そして新しく神と共に歩む人生を歩み始めちゃっていいんです。
You can start to walk in a new life together with God.
なぜならば皆さんは神様に招かれているからです。
And that's because God is inviting you to do so.
うん。神様が人となられる、イエス様が生まれるずっと前からこのメッセージは一貫して神様は人々に語ってきました。
God gave this message long before Jesus ever walked the earth. He was giving this message over and over again.
多くは預言者という人たちを通して語ったんです。
God often used prophets to give his word to the people.
で、今日その一人の預言者を通して神様が人々に語った最も聖書の中でロマンチックなフレーズを学びたいと思います。
And so we're going to go back to one of the Old Testament prophets and we're going to learn about one of the most romantic and passionate stories.
今からね、読むのはホセア書というところです。
We're going to go to the book of Hosea.
うん。で、ホセアという人はイエス様が生まれる800年も前にイスラエルで勝つ神様に用いられた預言者です。
And Hosea, he walked the land and he was a prophet in the land of the Israelites, back 800 years before Jesus was born.
で、彼が、活躍してた時期っていうのはイスラエルというのはとても、なんていうかな、豊かな経済的な繁栄をエンジョイしてました。楽しんでいました。
And actually, Hosea, in Hosea, The Israeli people, they were enjoying a good time. It was actually a time when they were really living a life that was a life of luxury.
経済はバブルの時代だったんです。
They were in the bubble. They were having a great economic boom at this point.
そして軍隊を作って海外との戦争がほとんどない時代でした。
They had a big army, so nobody was trying to attack them or steal their land or anything.
それだけではなくて農業もうまいこと言って、その何かこう台風が来たりとか地震があったりとかそんなまほとんどなかったんです。
And so they had plenty of food. You know, the farming was going well. It wasn't like there was storms or drought or anything like that.
だからその当時の人々はこの繁栄というのをめっちゃ楽しんでたんですね。
And so the people of this time, they were enjoying life quite a bit.
そして彼らが間違った結論に達したんです。
And of course, they ended up making some really bad decisions at this time.
私たちにこの繁栄をもたらしてくれてるのは私たちの祖先をエジプトから連れてきた神ではなくてここのカナンの土地で私たちの祖先の何人かが礼拝し始めたバールという神様だったり金の格子の神様そういうのを私たちが拝んでるからその神様が祝福して私たちを経済的な繁栄に導いてくれてるんだっていうふうに結論付けたわけです。
And so they came up with this crazy notion, and it was probably because over the generations they were born into Israel, the land of Canaan, and they'd forgotten about the God of Egypt, the God had taken them out of the land of Egypt, that had rescued them from the Egyptians, taken them out of slavery. They had forgotten about all of the wonderful things that the God of Israel had done, and they had turned to the God Baal, who is the God of the land of Canaan, and he's made of gold, and he looks really nice, and there were so many things that were happening there. All the native people were worshiping this Baal, and so then they all started to worship Baal as well.
そしてその当時の人々はそういうふうな金の格子やバールの神殿をやっぱり建てたりしたんです。
And so, of course, being in that area, there was plenty of temples, and they were building up more and more of these places, the temples of Baal.
もっと違う神様のやつも建てようやって、もっとボンボンボンボン建て始めた。
And of course, there was they had all kinds of gods, so there was gods of different types all over the place.
で、いろんな信仰宗教ができたんやけれども、それらはほとんど同じタイプのものでした。
You know, and having this kind of multi-theism going on there, there was all kinds of gods being worshipped, but it was all in a very similar style.
これらの神様を礼拝すると、繁栄がもらえる。
And if you go to worship with this God would be getting all of the glory.
つまりこれらの神様を礼拝すると私たちの羊はたくさん赤ちゃんを産み牛たちもたくさん赤ちゃんを産みお米も小麦もたくさんできるとみんな信じてる。
And so if you actually went to worship at these temples and everything, you worship this God over here, and then you're going to have bigger livestock, you know, there are going to be more sheep born, and if you go over here, you're going to get better crops.
彼らが礼拝してた神様というのは ライフサイクルを早める、もしくは安定させるための神様やと思われてたわけです。
There was a gods that were trying to help to make your lifestyle more balanced, or that was going to help things to go faster.
だから、その神様を礼拝する方法は、なんと、その神殿の中に使える、いわゆる巫女さんというか、神殿娼婦という人たちと、村の男性たちが白昼堂々性的な交わりをすることが礼拝だったんです。
And so, in accordance with these things, they're trying to make this cycle of life and all this kind of stuff. They were under the belief that they would take these young ladies, they would be working in the temples as prostitutes pretty much, but it was okay, and all the men of the neighborhood and everything would go there to have intercourse with these women.
そしてその交わりの中でできた赤ちゃんとか自分が結婚の中でできた赤ちゃんっていうのを次の年にはその神様のところに持ってきて殺して燃やしてそのバールとか金の格子 の祭壇で燃やしたわけです。
And so, as they would have all this intercourse, and whether they were having their own children at home with their wives, or having these children with the women from the temples, children were of course born, they were impregnated and born, and the children were then taken the next year, and they were given back to the gods of Baal or whatever by sacrificing them, by killing those babies.
そしてそうすることで子供の血を流すことによって性的な交わりを礼拝とすることによって神様が生命のサイクルをぐんぐんぐんぐん回してくれるというふうに彼は信じた。
And so because of this, the intercourse and the sexual intercourse and then all the sacrifice of the young baby's blood and everything, this was supposed to help to appropriate the God to continue this life cycle and to continue to make it more prosperous.
もっと豊かになるために。
We'll become more prosperous.
赤ちゃんの命をどうでもよくする。
You know, to sacrifice actual babies.
もっと豊かになるために性的なモラルが崩れる。
You know, to make us more prosperous, we just forget about all of our moral values about sex.
今と全然同じやんか思うやん。
You know, well, is that different from things today? Or, well, maybe not the baby sacrifice.
その時にベイビーサクリファイス今やってるよ。
やってる。
な、やってるよ。病院に行ってお母さんは自分の豊かのためにそれをやってるわけや。
Okay, so if you consider abortion, then pretty much we're living in the same state of affairs today.
そう。この時代にホセアが預言者としてそんな時代の人々に語ったわけです。
And so, Hosea, he was the prophet at this time, and he was making a statement to the people about this.
で、この神様が用いられた預言者というのは二タイプあったわけ。
All right, so prophets and the way that God would speak through the prophets to his people, there was two types of ways of doing this.
それは何かというと、マイクを持って、主はこう言われる、皆さんよく聞いてください、言って喋るっていう、その言葉を用いて語る人。
There was the prophets that had the word of God. God told me this, you guys need to listen. This is what your creator is telling you. You're all in big trouble.
で、もう一つは、神様が伝えたいことを実際に演技したり実現したりパフォーマンスして人々にこう視覚的な映像ビジュアルピクチャーを見せてそれで神様が言いたいことを伝えるっていうそのタイプの預言者もいたわけです。
So, besides the prophets that would tell the actual prophecies of what the Lord's word was, there was also a style where God would ask the prophets to do things, and their lifestyles themselves, the things they did would be actual visual aids. There would be a living portrayal of what God was trying to give as being the testimony to his people.
Hosea は明らかに後のタイプの人。
So Hosea was not the speaking, he was the actual, God asked him to do something.
じゃあ神様は Hosea にどんなメッセージを託したんでしょうか。
So what did God ask Hosea, his wonderful prophet, to do?
何せって言ったでしょうか。
And what was it?
読んでみましょう。 Hosea 式の一種。ユダの王ウジヤ、ヨタム、アハズ、ヒゼキヤの時代、イスラエルの王ヨアシュの子ヤウロブアムの時代に、ベイリの子ホセアという預言者にあった主の言葉、主がホセアに語り始められた時、主はホセアに仰せられた。ホセアよ、行って会員の女を見取り、会員の子らを引き取れ。この国は主を見捨てて、甚だしい淫行にふけているからだ。そこで彼は行って、ディブラムの娘、ゴメルをめとった。
Okay, so in Hosea chapter 1, verse 1, the word of the Lord that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reign of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and during the reign of Jeroboam, the son of Jehoash, king of Israel, when the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, Go. take to yourself an adulterous wife and a child of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord. Mm. So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim.
Mm. 神はホセアにこういうふうに言われたんです。
So God told Hosea, his prophet,
性的なモラルにかなり問題がある女性を奥さんにもらいなさい。
Go find an adulterous, troublesome woman and go marry her.
多分そのバールや金の格子の神殿で、いわゆる神殿娼婦だった女性をめとりなさい、結婚しなさいというふうに神様は言ってるのかもしれない。
So, taking the last conversation we had about the temples and the prostitutes and what they were doing, you can imagine it would have been one of these girls that God said, go and find one of these girls from the temple that she's been selling herself out to the men of the villages and stuff and make her your wife.
で、つまり、偶像礼拝をしてるだけではなくて、他の人にするように、仕向けてる人を奥さんにもらいなさいと言ってるんです。
And so not only was she worshiping, you know, other gods and everything, but she was teaching other people how to do these things, these rituals.
皆さんを真似しないでください。これはホセアだけのミッションやから、ね。
Okay, this was the mission for Hosea, and this is definitely something that you do not want to try yourself.
Okay. なんで君にそれをしてほしいかというと、それは私がこの民に感じているこの砕かれた痛い気持ちをまず君に味わってほしいからです。
And God said to Hosea, I need you to do this so that you will understand my feelings about what Israel is doing in front of my eyes, and I want you to feel it and understand that for yourself, Hosea.
この民が他の神々を礼拝している姿を見ると、それは奥さんに裏切られて一人で家で奥さんの帰りを待っている男のような気が私はするわけです。
And God said, this is like me looking at all the Israelites and they're going and worshiping other gods. It's like I'm the husband and I'm sitting at home and I'm waiting for a wife that doesn't come home but because she's off with other men.
あなたにそれを経験してほしいんです。
I want you to experience this yourself.
その痛みを経験してほしいんです。
I want you to feel the pain.
そしてその痛みを民に示してほしいんです。
And I want you to use this as an example and let everyone see your pain.
Okay. もし皆さんがこれを頼まれたらどないする？
If you're a prophet of God and God tells you this is your mission,
いや、最初から結婚相手が絶対浮気すると分かって結婚するかいな。
Would you be real happy to know that you got to go and marry an adulterous person that's going to go and probably, of course, keep doing that?
Yeah, yeah. 皆さんは絶対そんな人と結婚しないって思うでしょ?
Of course, you're like, no way. You would not want to do that.
でも神様はそれをホセアにそうするように頼んだんです。
But that is exactly what God asked his prophet, Hosea, to do.
でもいくらな、神様に頼まれたかって、はい、そうですかってやるわけでもいけんやろ。
You know, God, of all the things you could ask me to do, are you kidding me?
でも実はホセアはこれを神様が言われた通りにやったんです。
But Hosea was a good prophet, and he did exactly what God asked.
彼は神様に従うというのがどういうことか分かってたんです。
He understood exactly what it meant to be obedient to God.
それがこのホセア記にこの後どうなったか書いてありますから、1章から3章までどうぞお家に帰って読んでください。
And so, to see the details of exactly how much Hosea had to sacrifice to make this point, go home, read about Hosea in his life from chapters 1 to chapter 3.
簡単に言うと、このゴメルちゃんとホセアさんは結婚して、そしてゴメルちゃんは3回妊娠したんです。そして3人の元気な赤ちゃんを見ました。
And so, you know, short of it is that they did get married and they ended up having 3 kids.
で、こうホセアが分かってたのは生まれた子3人見て、うわ、これ絶対俺の子ちゃうわっていうのが分かってたというんです。
You know, and so it's pretty much clear that when the 3 children were born, to Gomer, that Hosea is like,Those are definitely not my kids.
で、辛いね。やっぱり愛を育むための結婚やんか。
You know, first time to get married and you're trying to have a loving relationship with your wife.
どうやら奥さんが何度も何度も浮気してるみたいな。
But of course, you know, she was having sex with other people all the time.
Okay. 皆さん、自分の結婚相手やパートナーが、よその女性と、よその男性と、そのような、不倫をしてたっていう、その、浮気されたっていう経験がありますか?
Have you experienced with a partner that you had cheating on you and sleeping with other people?
で、実を言うと、それが、その皆さんがその時に感じた痛みこそが神様が私たちに対して抱いておられた気持ちなんです。
And so God would like to say that that is the feeling that I had when my people turned to other gods.
皆さんを神様は愛してるからこそ、神様が僕を愛し、皆さんを愛してるからこそ、私たちが離れている時の痛みっていうのは大きいんです、神様にとって。
So it's an example to try to help us to understand, to give us a grasp of how bad God feels.Having this gap with his people that he's not allowed to have a relationship with.
まあ、ほんで、ホセアさんどないやったか言ったら、ホセアさん頑張ってイクメンパパしたわけです。
You know, and Hosea, he's a good man. He tried his best. He was like the single dad.
そう、全然自分の子とちゃうと思ってる子を頑張って育ててるやん。
He was raising up these little kids that were definitely not his.
だけど、さらに最悪な事件が起こってしまった。
You know, but it got even worse.
ゴメルちゃんは3人の子供、しかもそれがホセアさんの子供とちゃうのに、それを全部ホセアさんに押し付けて、よその男のとこに逃げてしまった。
You know, and Gomer at this point, you know, she's like, okay, Hosea, you're doing a good job with the kids, and she took off with another man.
Okay, その時のホセアさんの気持ちどんなんやろと僕は想像するんです。
So you can imagine what Hosea must have been feeling like at this point.
でも神様はホセアに感じてほしかったやと思うね。
But God really wanted Hosea to feel this kind of really desperation and pain.
ホセア、あなたの打ち砕かれた心、それが私の心なんです。
Your broken heart, that is the same feeling that I have. That's my broken heart.
だけど皆さん、ホセアさんがその自分と全然似てない子を親で、3人、1人でシングルパパとして育ててるのを皆さん近所の人だと思って、それ見たら皆さんなんて言うよ。
So what if you saw this prophet of God and he had to raise three children that were obviously not even his own kids and he was no wife to help him and he was on his own. What would all the people of the village be saying?
ホセアさん、あんた立派な人で人は分かるし、その神様に従ってこれをやらなあかんって、それはよう分かるよ。
Hosea, good job. You know, you're a good man. You know, and you're doing what God told you to do and everything. That's great. But seriously, that Gomer, she's no good, man. You're better off without her. Please do not just. Why do you have to put up with her? Forget her. You just need to give up on her and to stop having pain and suffering. She's a terrible woman.
なんか素敵な人見つけて最高じゃん。
Find a good partner. Find someone better for than that.
でもホセは言ってたと思うんです。
But Jose had to say this.
僕の君今感じている痛みと気持ちこそが神様があなたたちに対して持っている気持ちなんです。
And he says the feeling that you know I have my broken heart and everything is the same feeling that God has for all of you that have forgotten God.
でもな僕思うんです。そのゴメルちゃんやりすぎやと思うわ。これはなんぼなんでもあかんわこれ。
Gomer, you know she's gone too far here.
あんたやりすぎやで。神様もホセアにはもうこれ以上ホセあのゴメルちゃん追っかけんでええよって言うべきやと思うね。
You know, and at this point, you would think like, all right, God's like, okay, Jose, you've made your point, thank you. All right, don't worry about Gomer, let her go.
今までやってくれて
ありがとう。Yeah, good job, thanks, Jose. You know, good job, you did it. You gave the message. Your job is done.
これだけ罪を犯した女性をもう一度迎えなさいと言わんやろ。
You know, God wouldn't be like, you know, okay, at this point, you need to welcome her and try to get her back.
Okay, 皆さんここで覚えておいてほしいことがあります。
But actually, you need to remember this.
私たちがいつも歌に、Our God is faithful. Forever God is faithful. という歌、覚えてる？神様はいつまでも faithful な、忠実な、誠実な神様です。
God is faithful. God never turns his back on us, right?
神様は愛すると決めたものをやっぱりやめたという神様ではないんです。
You know, when it says that God loves us, it's not like God loved us. That never happens.
それが神様の私たちへの気持ちなんです。
And that is the feeling that will never change.
だからホセアにこういうふうに頼んだんです。もう一度ゴメルを探して家に連れてきて、もう一度結婚生活をやり直した。
And so God wanted to make that point, and he said to Hosea, now you need to go find Gomer, and you need to try to get her back.
Just come home. お家に帰ってらっしゃいと言いなさい。
Go and find Gomer and just say, please,Please just come home.
三章見てみましょう。
Let's look at the third chapter of Hosea.
主は私に仰せられた。再び行って、夫に愛されていながら貫通している女を愛せよ。ちょうど他の神々に向かい、星ぶどうの菓子を愛しているイスラエルの人々を主が愛しておられるように。
In Hosea chapter 3, starting from verse 1, The Lord said to me, Go, show your love to your wife again.Though she is loved by another and is an adulteress. Love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes.
ホセア聞きなさい、私はそれでもイスラエルの民を愛しています。だからそれを表すためにあなたはゴメルちゃんを見つけてもう一度結婚をやり直そうと彼女を家に迎え入れなさいと言ったんです。
God said to Hosea, you know, I still love the Israelites even though they are worshiping other gods, so you need to make that apparent in your actions by going and finding Gomer and asking her to come home.
で、ホセア君はゴメルちゃんを探したんです。
And he did.He went out looking for Gomer.
多分なんかこう六本木ヒルズのなんかマンションの上の方でなんかリッチな男の人に囲われてなんか派手な生活してるとみんな思ってたと思うし、彼も思ってたと思うね。
You know, and so he's probably like, okay, I'm gonna go over to Beverly Hills and like looking at, you know, the movie stars and everything. Maybe he's over at this movie star's house or something, living the good life.
でも彼女は探したらそんなリッチな生活しなかったんです。
But she wasn't in Beverly Hills.
また異教の神殿の神殿娼婦になり下がった。
She had gone back.To the temple that she had been employed at before, and she was doing her duties at that temple, worshiping other gods.
彼は奴隷、その奴隷として、その神殿の奴隷として働き始めた奥さんを連れて帰らなければいけない。
And so he found her in the same position that she was when he had found her originally. She was back as a slave to the temple, and he had to take her home from that place.
だけれども彼女を連れて帰るには奴隷解放のためのお金を、身代金を、身受け金を払わないといけない。
But in order to take her from the temple, he needed to pay.The fee to take a slave away, he had to get, pay the money back to, buy her back.
そうすると、皆さん考えてください。自分の奥さんを家に連れて帰るために、880万円よろしくって言われたらどうしますか？
You know, if someone said, hey, if you want your wife back, you're going to have to give us,
880,000 yen. ちょっと待って。俺の奥さんやん。
Wait, that's my wife you're talking about.
いや、連れて帰るよ。
Yeah, you can bring her home.
いや、あきません。私たちの奴隷ですから。
I can bring her home. This is my wife. No, sorry.
俺の奥さんやん。
She's our slave, so sorry you can't have her back.
なんでそんなもんにお金払わなあかん。
Why do I got to give you money to get my own wife back?
でもそれはこの21世紀での正義、日本での正義だって、この状況ではそんな正義
You know, and so it would be impossible for something like this to happen, in this day and age, but back then.
で彼は全財産かき集めてそれでも足らんかったから自分の家の食料をごっそり持って支払いを済ませた。
And Jose, you know, he wasn't a rich man, but he took all of his savings, he scraped up all the money he had, and then he took whatever else he had, the belongings in his home, and he brought it all to try to buy her back.
読んでみましょう、2節。そこで私はホセアは銀15シェケルと大麦7ホメル半、結構な量やね、1ホメル半で彼女を買い取りました。
In verse 2, so I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and about a homer and a lethic of barley.
なんで俺がその奥さん連れて帰るためにお金払わなあかんねん。絶対思うだと思うけど。
I'm sure he's like, why am I paying all this to try to get my own wife back?
でも、ホセアは払ったんです。
But he paid it.
考えてください。その身代金を払うっていうのは、子供を誘拐されたパパさんか、もしくは奥さんを取り返すために必死になってる旦那さんしか払えへんね。
You know, it's like the story of trying to get your husband or your wife or your children back, and you'd have to pay a ransom in order to get your own family back.
でもホセアは本当に自分がゴメルちゃんを取り返すために、それ以上に神様がどれほどイスラエルのことを愛しておられる、人々のことを愛しておられるかを示すためにそれをやったんです。
But through this action of Homer trying to pay everything he had to get his wife back, we could understand, the Israelites could understand how much God really loved them, even though they were doing terrible things and worshiping other gods, that God wanted to welcome them back. And that's because God loved us so much.
皆さん覚えてください。神様はあなたがどんな状態でもまだ皆さんのことを愛しておられるんです。
No matter what anyone has ever done, God loves them.
たとえあなたがどれほど神様から離れてても。
No matter how far you may feel that you are separated from God.
どれほど日曜日はクリスチャンの顔して、実は言うと裏では期待を裏切、神様の期待を裏切ってたとしても。
No matter how good of a Christian face you can make on Sunday and how bad you might be the rest of the week.
そして間違った決断によって自分と他者を傷つけていたとしても。
No matter how many bad bad decisions you've made that may have hurt other people.
それでも神様は皆さんのことを愛しているんです。
Even still, through all of that, God loves you.
そしてこのホセアはゴメルの身代金を払ったと彼女にこういうふうに言ったんです。
And so in the same way that Hosea paid the ransom for his wife.
3番目、3節。私は彼女に言った。もうこれから長く私のところにとどまって、もう姦淫をしたり、他の男と通じたりしてはならないよ。私もあなたにそうしようって。
In verse 3, Hosea then told, I told her, You are to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will live with you.
あなたの過去がどんなもんであったとしても、
No matter what you've had in your past,
これから人生を共に生きていきましょう。
Let us live together.
だからただ帰っていらっしゃい。Just come home.
So just please come back home.
あなたの罪と恥がどんなに大きくても、
No matter how much sin and how much embarrassment are in your life,
あなたを許します。
I forgive him.
あなたを愛します。
I love you.
人生を共に過ごしましょう。
Let's live life together.
私たちには将来があります。フューチャーがあります。
We have a future together.
そして彼はきっとゴメルちゃんを連れて帰った。
And so he would have brought Gomer home.
そして奴隷の服を着替えさせて、奥様の服を着させたんだと。
And take her out of the slave's clothing and put her into proper clothing of a wife.
そして彼の優しい言葉で彼女の心を洗ってあげたと思う。
And tried to wash her clean by the loving, kind words of a husband.
なぜそうしたか、もちろんホセアがゴメルちゃんを愛してたからやねんけど。
You know, of course.That's because Hosea loved his wife Gomer.
でもそれ以上に彼は預言者として神様の心を知ってたんです。
But not only that, but because he was a prophet of the Lord and he understood the pain that God was going through.
なぜならば彼は個人的に神様のイスラエルに対する約束を聞いてたからです。
And because he knew the promise that God had made to his people.
それが聖書の中で最もロマンチックな一節です。
That's such a romantic.Verse from the Bible.
Okay. 読んでみましょう。2章の19節、20節にこう書いてあります。
Looking at Hosea chapter 2, verses 19 and 20.
私はあなたと永遠に契りを結ぶ。正義と公義と恵みと憐れみをもって契りを結ぶ。私は真実をもってあなたと契りを結ぶ。この時あなたは主を知るだろう。
Okay. I will betroth you.To me forever. I will betroth you in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion. I will betroth you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord.
僕がどれだけあなたを愛してるか、それを分かってください。
How much do I love you? Please try to understand.
私は永遠の愛を持ってあなたとの関係を約束します。
I promise a love.For you that will be eternal.
私はあなたを裏切りません。
I will not turn my back on you.
それが betrothal です。私のあなたに対する契りです。
This is my betroth. This is my promise to you.
そしてそれを私は決して破りません。
And I will definitely not break my promise.
そしてきっとあなたは知るでしょう。それが私だって。It's me だからです。
And you will know that I am God.
ホセアはその気持ちを持って預言者としてそれからもずっと語り続けゴメルちゃんとの結婚生活を続けたんです。
And so Hosea from that time he continued to tell this message and continued to be married to Gomer.
でもホセアだけに神様はそのメッセージを託したんじゃないんです。
But that wasn't only Hosea that got this message.
神様はそのメッセージを自分で持って人となってこの地上に降りてこられたんです。
But actually God took this message and he put it in his own personalmessage when he sent Jesus down to this earth.
そしてベツレヘムという町で神様は人となってお生まれになりました。
And so Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem.
そして、神様はその赤ちゃんをホセアと名前をつけたんです。ジョシュアとか、イエシュア、ジーザスと名前をつけたんです。
And so Hosea, in the same, very similar, depending on how you would translate it, Hosea, Joshua, Jeshua, Jesus.
そしてそのイエスと呼ばれた人は30歳になった時にどういうメッセージを語ったんですか
？And so when Jesus was 30 years old, what kind of a message did he give?
彼は主税人にも売春婦にもこのように語りました。神様、それでもあなたのことを愛してるよ。
To those that were the prostitutes, to those that were the tax collectors, the worst and the lowest in the society, he said, even no matter what you're doing, God loves you.
だからありのままでお家に帰ってください。
So please come back just the way you are.
僕は20歳の時にそのメッセージを神戸の教会で聞きました。
I listened to that message when I was 20 years old in the church in Kobe.
僕は人生の中で混乱をしてたし、アイデンティティ不安の中ですごく人格的に崩れた人間でした。
I was a broken person. I had a lifestyle that was not correct, and I was feeling my personality was not straight.
そして僕はイエス様についてちょっとだけは知ってるつもりだったけど。
You know, and I went, you know, I kind of figured I know just a little bit about God.
だけども何も知らなかったんです。
Actually, I didn't know anything about God.
でも神戸の教会で僕の罪が許されたということを初めてはっきりと確信しました。
But when I went to this church in Kobe, they told me that my sins had all been forgiven, and it really hit me at that time.
そして皆さんに、まあ、適当にこの上からパーって僕こんなし案内したいといろいろ言うけれども、皆さんの前では決して言われないような、僕が恥ずかしくて言えないような罪でさえ許されてるっていうことを知ったんです。
But you know, like I can't even express it into words. But I really felt that God had given me that forgiveness of all the sins that everything I had ever done was just completely washed away.
また私は神様に愛されてる。
And I felt loved by God.
そして今いるところから神様と新しい人生スタートしていいんや。
And I had a confidence that it was okay for me to go forward, and that I had a new life with God.
そして神様が僕の家なんや。
And I felt like God is my resting place. God is my home.
そして神神様は僕と関係を回復しようとしてくれてるな。
I could feel God trying to repair the relationship between us.
それだけじゃなくて、僕には帰るべき家族を神様は教会というものを用意してくれてたんや。
And through that, I could feel the love of the people around me, and that became my family. That was the church.
その時にすべきことは僕何にも分からへん。
I had no idea what I was supposed to do at that point.
でも僕の心が3つの方向に動きました。
But my heart started to move in three directions at the same time.
それは皆さんにも動いてほしい方向に。
And these are three things that I hope that your heart will be moving in.First,
神様ありがとう。
Thank you. Thank
こんな僕を受け入れてくれてありがとう。
The heartfelt response of gratitude to the Lord.
僕が帰る家になってくれてありがとう。
Thank you, God, for being my place of refuge.
僕が帰るべき家族をもう作ってくれてありがとう。
Thank you for being able to make this family of this church to be here for me.
こんな僕を愛してくれてありがとう。
Thank you for loving me in the way that I am.
二つ目。
Second thing.
神様ごめんなさい。
I'm sorry, Lord.
今までしてきたことごめんなさい。
I'm sorry, Lord, for everything I've done.
あなたに信頼し、あなたに従うことがなぜできないかっていう言い訳をいっぱいしてきてごめんなさい。
I could try to make explanations for all the reasons why I didn't follow and obey you all the time.
そして神様、あなたに、そして周りの人に、そして自分にも嘘ついてきたことごめんなさい。
But you know, I'm so sorry, and I'm sorry for lying to you. I'm sorry for lying to the people around me.
そしてそれだけじゃなくて、自分のした失敗をあなたのせいだと言って、あなたをブレイムしてて。
And so many times when it was my fault, I'm sorry, Lord, for putting the blame on you.
そしてあなたが僕を愛するために送ってくださった人たちを傷つけてごめんなさい。
And I'm sorry, Lord, that I had hurt the people that you have sent to try to help me.
でももう一つあったんです。神様が僕を愛してくれてるっていうことを気づいたときに単純に思ったことはこれです。
You know, but the third thing that you should really purely feel when you are knowing that God is trying to welcome you home.
嬉しい。
That would be glad.
僕愛されてるんや。
I am loved.
僕にはホームがあるんや。
I have a home.
そして帰っていらっしゃいという神様がいてはるんや。
And God is welcoming me back.
皆さん覚えておいてください。キリスト教というのは、聖書というのは頭で理解するものちゃうんです。
Christianity is not something that you have to try to be able to process and understand everything perfectly in your mind.
心でリスポンドして応答するものなんです。
This is something where you respond with your heart.
私たちはゴメルでした。もしくは今でもそうなのかもしれない。
We were like Gomer. Maybe even now we still are.
もしかしたら元ゴメルがいるかもしれないし、今ゴメルが今いるかもしれないけれども、神様はどっちにしろお家に帰っていらっしゃると招いていらっしゃるんです。
There may be some ex-Gomers here. There may be some Gomers here, turning to other gods, turning to other things. But God is trying to welcome you back today.
そして今日、間違いなく私たちにあなたを永遠の愛を持って愛します。
But the promise has never changed. God is trying to tell you today that I will love you forever.
そのためにイエス様は来られたんです。
And that's why Jesus came.
それがクリスマスの
メッセージです。That is Christmas message.
お家に帰っておいで。
Come home.
うん。あの、ミコと僕はいつも毎年クリスマスになったらちょっとだけあのクリスマスのプレゼントのやり取りをします。
You know, in our house, yeah, Miko and I, we do have a, you know, a little bit of a Christmas gift exchange.
去年はお互いにユニクロのスリッパを交換しました。
We gave each other Uniqlo slippers last week.
うん。ね。で、今年どうしようか言うてるんですけど、今年はうちはさ、もううちのアホボンが東京へ行ってな、もう学費ガッガンガンガン使うからもう、一銭も何も残ってないもん。
You know, like, what are we going to do this year for Christmas? We've got our lovely son. He's over in Tokyo. He's taking all our money with him. What are we going to do?
どうしようって、まあ、ええやん、もう今年なしにしよう。もうだって、まあ、みのりちゃんにはちょっとショート。でも、もう、あの、僕らにはお互いにはなしでええやん。
A little something for Minori. You know, of course, we should do that. But for each other, let's just say, like, nothing. We're just going to go back. We're just promise to not get anything for each other.
でも、まあ、なし。わけでもいけんか、なんやろなと思って。
You know, nothing is, that's cold. You know, that's cold. We've got to do something.
パパとママにとって最高のクリスマスプレゼントは何かな。
You know, what would be the best Christmas presents that we could give to each other?
で、ミコと僕が出した結論はこれ。
And this is the best Miko and I could come up with.
私たちが一番嬉しいのはクリスマスの礼拝の日にカズキが帰ってくることです。
You know, the most thing, the thing that we would like the best between the two of us would be to have Kazuki come home for Christmas.
だから私たちのお互いに対するクリスマスプレゼントはあの子のヤコバスのチケットにしましょう。
So, our Christmas present to each other is going to be a bus ticket for Kazuki to come home for Christmas.
でもね、どっかに行ってしまった子供が帰ってくるほど最高のプレゼントはないんです。
There's no better present than to have your child come home.
ということは皆さんこういうことです。
So this is what I'm trying to say.
皆さんこそが神様にとっての最高のクリスマスプレゼントなんです。
God is the best Christmas present you could ever have.
皆さん、クリスチャンの皆さんは、その、あの、何クリスマスに、いや、やっぱりでクリスマスを、ね、与えるシーズンやから、なんか貧しい人に、あの、なんかチャリティーで、チュロンってあげなあかんとか思ってるかもしれない。
You know, and you may get this feeling of giving, giving. We need to give at Christmas time. Let's go and try to give to some charity. Let's go give to the homeless.、
うん、だけども、皆さんが無視してはいけないのは、皆さんを本当に永遠の愛を持って愛すると約束してくれた神様を決して忘れないでください。
But in all those wonderful actions that you may try to take, do not forget about the love of God and His trying to get you to come back to Him.
そして、その方にプレゼントするのを忘れないで。
And let's not forget to give God that present.
そして、最高、その方に対する最高のクリスマスプレゼントは、あなたが神のものに。神の元に帰ってくることなんです。
And there's no present that God would enjoy more than to see His child come home.
皆さんこそが神様にとっての最高のクリスマスプレゼントなんです。
You all are God's most cherished presents.
もしかしたら皆さんは神様から遠く離れてしまったかもしれないけど。
Perhaps you have made a lot of distance between you and God.
ホセアがゴメルちゃんのためにお金を払ったように。
Just like Homer, Gomer needed to have Jose pay money to get her back.
私たちのためにも身の代金はもうすでに払われたんです。
You know, in the same way, the Israeli people, they had Moses to had to pay for them.
私たちのためにもランサムはもう払われたんです。
And our ransom had been paid for.
でもそれはお金と小麦ではなく、イエス様の十字架の血潮で払われたんです。
But you know what? That was not through any kind of a price of silver or barley or wheat, but it was by the blood of Jesus.
そしてイエス様の十字架は何を教えていますか
？What did we learn from that cross?
あなたはありのままで愛されていますから、just come home. 帰っといで。
The cross was the complete sacrifice, the open arms that were trying to welcome us back.
神様が私たちの家だからです。
Because God is our home.
だからもしここにクリスチャンじゃない人がいてこう思ってるかとしたら、いや私神様の元に帰る言うたからいい。私クリスチャンじゃないし、でも私みたいな人がクリスチャンになっていいの、神様の元に帰っていいのもんとかって思ってるかもしれないけど。
For those that maybe not a Christian yet, and you're hearing this message and you think, well, that's all good if you're a Christian, you know, going home is like to go back to be with God, like you already know like God though, you've had a relationship before. What about me? I've never had that relationship. I don't know if I'm worthy of God's relationship.
その私みたいな人がクリスチャンになってもいいの、言うた瞬間に僕はもう考えすぎやって。
You know, if you start to think about like I'm not worthy of God's love, that's just try to think too much.
いやでも私もうちょっと聖書を勉強してから。
You know, but I think I, you know, I need to learn a little bit more about the Bible before I make that commitment.
すぎやん。
No, don't try to think about it.
愛されるために勉強は いらないんです。
In order to be loved, you do not need to study about how to get loved.
必要なことは何ですか?
The only thing you need.
皆さんが愛され、受け入れられ、許されていることを心で受け取る。
Is a willing heart to receive that love.
なんでありがとう。
And say thank you.
ごめんなさい。
And sorry.
嬉しい。
I'm so happy.
うん。神様が望んでられるのはあなたの心なんです。
And that is exactly what God would like to have for Christmas.
だからこのクリスマス、神様の元に帰りましょう。
So let's go back to God for Christmas.
そしてもし皆さんが人生の中で重荷を背負っているんだったら、
And if you got a lot of baggage that you're bringing with you,
罪と恥を背負っているんだったら、
If you're carrying a lot of sins and embarrassment,
それをたっぷり持ってこの神の家族にいらしてください。
Then please bring all that luggage with you and come into the family of God.
そしてここで静かにぶちまけてくださって OK です。
And we can start to share that load.
うん、それをきれいにしてからここに帰ってくる必要がないんです。
There's no reason to just get rid of all that baggage before you come in.
神様はありのままであなたを愛しているから。
God loves you just the way you are.
そしてもう一つ素晴らしいのは、神様は今も生きておられる。
And you know, there's a wonderful news that God is alive and well.
そこからあなたを導き出し。
And God wants to lead you.
神様と共に歩む人生を私たちに与えてくださる。
God will give you a plan for your life.
ホセアがゴメルちゃんにしたように。
And just like Hosea had for Gomer.
I will live with you forever. で、私はあなたと人生をもう一度共に歩みますと、ホセアがゴメルちゃんに言ったけど。
Hosea said to Gomer that he will stay with her and live with her as long as she's good.
イエス様も同じように言ってくれます。
In the same way, Jesus is trying to say that to us.
だから一緒にお家に帰りましょうよ。
So let's do it. Let's go back to God's house.
神様は私たちの家です。
God is our house.
OK、祈りましょう。
Let's pray.
父なる神様、どうぞ今日私たちにあなたが永遠の家であること、そしてあなたが両手を引き上げて待っていてくださること、私たちのためにランサムを身代金を払ってくださったことを覚えておくことができますように。
Lord, as we think about you, you are our eternal home. And you sent Jesus to stretch his arms out on the cross to welcome us as he was the ransom to buy us back.
あなたが支払いをしてくださったので、私たちがありのままで帰ることができることを感謝します。
Because he paid our sin and our ransom, we are able to go back to be with you, Lord.
どうぞ私たちがあなたに愛されていることを本当に心で受け取ることができますように。
Let us believe and let us understand that in our hearts what it means to be redeemed by you, Lord.
もし私たちがあなたにとっての最高のクリスマスプレゼントなんだったら、
If we are the best Christmas present that you can receive,
私たちは家に帰ります。
We want to go home to be with you, Lord.
イエス様の名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.